Happy Friday, everybody, and boo to you. We're getting ready to give you some tips for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. But you know what's not scary? Is booking your next Disney adventure with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. See what I did there? They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. They book many, many Disney trips each and every year, and their guests come back time and time again because they are highly rated. They're one of the best rated agencies out there, and you're always working with an expert when you work with the Magic for Less Travel. When you have an existing reservation, they check that each and every day, and if there is a new discount released and your reservation matches with an available discount, they will rebook that for you to save you the most amount of money. Just one of the great concierge level services over at the Magic for Less. And if you're sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, don't forget, up to a 5% onboard credit to spend just like cash during that amazing Disney cruise. Check them out. All you got to do is drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the specials, all the services they offer their guests for absolutely no extra cost. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I are going to be working together on that next Disney adventure. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1227 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're having a great wrap-up to that work week. And you've got an awesome weekend straight ahead. You know, it's a great time of the year. Get out there, have some fun, watch some football, spend some time with the friends and family. And before you know it, Halloween's going to be here. I can't believe it. It's hot here in the Midwest, but there'll be a little bite in the air here soon, and we'll be out trick-or-treating, but nothing better than celebrating Halloween and all the festivities down at Walt Disney World. And today we're going to talk about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. And spoiler, there will be no scary clowns in this episode. If you have a clown thing where they freak you out, don't worry. We're not talking Universal today, Halloween Horror Nights. We're talking Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party because it's not so scary, people. So stand by for that. We're going to talk about what's new this year, how to best see Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, touring tips, and, just some things to think about. There's lots of costume guidelines we didn't have a few years back. Things have changed, over the last 9 years that we've been doing the show, so we're going to revisit this so that you get your money's worth out of that ticket when you head to the Halloween party down at Walt Disney World. So joining me today to discuss Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Boo to you, Ricky. What's going on?
Boo to you. So I actually promised one of our listeners, Chris Clark, that I would talk about this. So there is the Delaware Magical Wishes meet that's happening in Delaware on Saturday, October 7th. You can go search for their Facebook page to find out more information. But I wanted to let everybody know that there is a big meetup going to take place to benefit Give Kids the World in Delaware. That's about all I know.
All right. Well, sounds good. Hey, Disney fans getting together for Give Kids the World. Nothing better. We love that.
That's right.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. We're not recording live on Facebook with video this time, but it's so weird. The Pam put on her Halloween costume today. I don't know. She's into the spirit. So what's going on, Pam?
I don't even know what to say about that. Yes, I can't reveal what the costume is. Thank goodness we're not recording because it would be evident to everyone who sees what it is. So anyways, I shopped at whatever the Halloween superstore that popped up into our town recently. Did that. So I'm ready. And it's Disney themed too.
Oh, of course. Very excited.
Of course.
I found a really good costume for myself this weekend, and I'm kind of debating whether or not I want to go buy it or not.
Goodwill, Goodwill, go cheap and get the originals. There's a whole big ad campaign here in St. Louis, like on billboards on the highway. Like, you know, Goodwill's really pushing the Halloween thing. I guess it makes sense. I mean, it does make sense. It really makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get into the Halloween party. Of course, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party taking place select nights at the Magic Kingdom. Ricky, give us an overview for those folks that may not know what Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is all about.
Well, first of all, it's awesome. So it is a special hard ticketed event that happens on select fall nights at the Magic Kingdom. And basically what it does is you can go trick or treating, which is always fun. You can dress up in costume, kind of like Mike was talking about. So that is fun, especially for us adults who do not necessarily get to go trick or treating and dress up in costume around town on Halloween, because that would be weird. I don't get to do that, and I don't have kids, so I don't get to do that. So at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, I can do that. There's also the fantastic Boo to You Halloween Parade, which is led by the infamous Headless Horseman, and the fantastic Happy Hallowishes fireworks, which I'm so glad that they did not do away with those when they changed to the new fireworks that they just brought out this year. And there's also, now I haven't seen it yet because I haven't been to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party in a year or two, but they have the brand new show that is themed after the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus, which is the Hocus Pocus Villains Spelltacular. And I love Hocus Pocus, so I think that's awesome too. There's lots of great food and snacks that you can try too that are pumpkin and Halloween themed. It's just an awesome, awesome event. Halloween lighting, music all over Main Street, USA. It really is not so scary, but it's also very, very fun.
You mentioned something. Actually, you left out the best part of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is the trick-or-treating around the Magic Kingdom.
I said trick-or-treating.
Oh, did you? Okay, I was focused on some other things. I will say, you know, one of the things that keeps me from snacking, because there are awesome, like, fall-themed snacks, you know, basically like caramel apples with nuts on them.
Right.
And, you know, all those, you know, cupcakes that are fall-themed and stuff.
But my problem is pumpkin waffles.
Yeah.
Pumpkin waffles.
Oh, man, lots of great items. But the problem is, like, because the tickets are not cheap to this party. And the problem is, like, when I'm trick-or-treating, like, I'm like, man, and they give the good candy, too, when you're going around the Magic Kingdom. So, man, I fill myself up with Kit Kats and Nestle bars and, you know, crackles.
No, see, here's what
those.
You do. You get the candy, and then you eat it in your room later, and then you gorge yourself on all the other treats that you have while you're at the party. That's the way I'm doing it. So,
well, so we're going to talk about what's new at the 2017 party. But let me ask you this, Ricky, real quick before we move on. You mentioned the Hocus Pocus show. It was really, really popular last year, and it's back this year, changed, a little bit updated. I don't get that. Like, Hocus Pocus was not a big movie, was it? Like, why is it now that it's, like, what, 15, 10 years old, something like that? Like, why is it, like, all the rage now when I don't even think it was all the rage when it was, like, a new thing? I'm so confused on that.
You are correct, sir. When Hocus Pocus first came out, it was not a big thing. However, as those of us who are of my generation, us youngins, as we have grown up and become a little more nostalgic for our past, we have grown to love Hocus Pocus, actually. I remember seeing it. I don't think I saw it like right when it came out, but I've watched it for years and years and years. And it has gained this cult following over the past few years that really has elevated it to a whole brand new level. And it has made it a Halloween classic, even though it was not a Halloween classic when it came out. Actually, I want to say the movie didn't even come out around Halloween when it came out the first time. Like, it came out, I want to say it came out in like July or something like that, which is the most bizarre time to release a Halloween themed movie. But, you know, back then they weren't really doing things based off of, hey, it's not Halloween, we shouldn't release this now. So, you know, but it's just become this huge cult classic, and I've loved it ever since it came out. So, you know, it's really my generation that's pushing this one forward.
All right. Yeah, sad that we're different generations, but I guess we are.
I know. It's totally my generation.
Whatever. Whatever. Right, Pam? Whatever. Okay, so we're getting our information.
Pam,
from...
do you appreciate Hocus Pocus?
Or I do. Okay, I absolutely
thank
do.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
See,
I'll check it out.
Joining me in my generation. It's fine.
So let me just say, we're getting our information, obviously, from over at the Mouse for Less. Great guide there. If you want to check it out, just search Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And it's got everything for the 2017 party, you know, tips, stuff like that, prices, dates, all that good stuff. The lead picture, though, that's kind of the title page, has Space Mountain kind of with a orange glow to it, with Mickey's projection like a big pumpkin, like a big jack-o'-lantern. I've never seen that. So is that a Photoshop picture, Ricky, or is that real? Is that something they do now? I didn't see that the last time I was there.
That's
cool.
That picture is not the newest of pictures.
But I've never seen that. That's awesome.
They do that.
Do they? I've never seen that. That's so cool looking. Like, yeah. That, and that's kind of stuff they should do, because there's just a different feel to the park. And that's where I want to go with Pam here, is that, you know, going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is so different than a day at the Magic Kingdom, or even at like a summer night at the Magic Kingdom. It's got a totally different vibe to it. It's got a little bit of an edge to it. It's got that fall feel. There's really, I love it. And it's so expensive. I get it. It does cost quite a bit of money, but it just has such a unique feel to it during the party. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that this is when the parks shine, right? This is when the Magic Kingdom in particular shines, when there's an event going on and there's all kinds of things that, you know, there are to do. And the park just looks spectacular. I mean, it's so funny when you think about like Main Street, like you think it can't look any better. And then when they decorate it for a holiday, right, no matter what the holiday it is, you're like, wow, look at Main Street. It looks fantastic. And those fall wreaths and all the things that they do for the Halloween party make it even more awesome, which is, you know, a little challenging to do, I will say.
Absolutely. So now, what are your tips, Pam? Because you've been to the party many, many times, and, you know, things have changed over the years. You know, it used to be more of a liberal costume policy. Now it's, you know, for safety, there's more restrictions and stuff like that. The prices have gone up, you know, each and every year, just like things happen. But more things have also been added to the party as the years have gone. Some things have gone away, but for the most part, they've added, you know, new experiences for folks who go time and time again. So if somebody's going, let's say the first timer, you know, we've talked about things like, don't try to do all the attractions that you can do on a normal day. Do all the special stuff. But what other things would you give somebody who's, you know, excited? Maybe they're going in a couple weeks to a party, don't know really what to expect. What would you tell them today?
So I would, and along that same vein, I would say make sure that you go to the Mouse for Less and kind of look at the entertainment schedule and what kind of things that you can do there that you can't typically do, because those are the kind of things you're going to want to know about. First of all, the Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade, you know, that's something that you're going to want to see. And if I'm giving you a tip, I'm going to say, if you can, see that later showing, because it'll be much less crowded than the other ones. But you also don't want to miss the other entertainment, like the Cadaver Dance and the Hocus Pocus, you know, spectacular that Ricky spoke about a moment ago, about the Hocus Pocus thing, the Scream-O-Ween Ball and the character meet and greets. That's another huge thing party,
yes,
is the meet and greets, because there are some very rare characters that will show up only for this party. I mean, Jack and Sally, hello. You can't typically see those anywhere. We're hearing that a very special lady has been showing up at the parties, and that's Moana. That's a character that so many folks want to see. But these are the kind of things that you're going to kind of want to have a plan of attack. So look at this. Look at the information on the Mouse for Less. Make sure that you're like, okay, I know that we want to do this, this, and this, and make them a priority for you to go and see those things.
So, Ricky, you've been working really hard, and I agree. Those character pictures are amazing, because not only do you get the, you know, Jack and Sally and, you know, Moana's showing up at the party, you know, those are pictures you're probably not going to get other times, but it's also the backdrops, the setting, the environment looks so cool. And especially when you have the opportunity yourself to have on a costume, and in a lot of things, you know, if you're going as a family and this is your first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, think about going as like a, you know, like a group that all ties together, like the Incredible Bowls or, you know, something, you know, like I've seen families go as like the Dalmatians, you know, not 101 of them, but, you know, maybe six of them or something, you know. So think about that, because there's an opportunity for some really unique photo opportunities, not only with characters, but just you're dressed up and you got great, awesome backdrops everywhere you turn in the Magic Kingdom. So, Ricky, what else have you learned about the 2017 party in particular as you're putting together the guide over on the Mouse for Less?
Well, I think the big thing is kind of how you mentioned earlier, there are some new guidelines as far as the costumes go. These changed last year, and it's, you know, for the most part, Disney relaxes their ideas a little bit. Normally, you can't, especially if you're an adult, go into the parks dressed in costume. You can do that Disney bounding thing where you dress sort of in similar colors and things like that on a regular park day. But you can't go, you know, dressed up as Tinkerbell on a regular park day if you're over a certain age. So there are a few rules that you need to follow. And generally, you know, like I said, if you are dressed up, Disney can deny you admission if you're dressed inappropriate. So make sure you are dressed appropriately. You can dress in your favorite character, but you're not supposed to post for pictures or sign autographs. Although I think, you know, they're a little loosey-goosey, you know, with the posing for pictures. Unless, of course, you're like, you know, getting stopped like every 5 feet.
And unless then, you know, like you have your own handler and you got like a queue, or you're getting fast.
Exactly. Then you've got problems. But, you know, just try to be aware of that. And I definitely don't sign autographs. Costumes must be family friendly, so nothing offensive or violent. If you want that, go over to Halloween Horror Nights. Costumes cannot contain any weapons or anything that can be mistaken as a weapon. And costumes cannot contain sharp objects. Obviously, they don't want you to, you know, stab somebody on accident, which would be terrible. For guests ages 13 or under, costumes and some masks may be worn as long as the mask does not cover the entire face and eyes are visible. So that's something that you also want to keep in mind. So, you know, that's kind of a big thing. You can only wear a mask if you can see part of the face. For guests ages 14 and older, layered costumes or costume props that surround the entire body are strongly discouraged. So, you know, maybe don't dress up as Spaceship Earth because, you know, you might get additional screening. Costumes cannot drag on the ground. So no full-length princess dresses. And trust me, it's hot. You don't want to dress up a full-length princess dress. Trust me, you don't. Capes can be worn if they don't go below the waist because you don't want them getting caught on attractions. Again,
no capes.
No capes.
Edna said that.
Exactly. That would just be a terrible idea. Themed t-shirts, blouses, sweatshirts, and hats are acceptable. Acceptable accessories include transparent wings, plastic lightsabers, toy swords, and tutus, and headwear may be worn as long as it doesn't cover the face, but you cannot wear any masks of any kind. So, you know, just something to keep that in mind. And like I said, when you're choosing costumes, please go for a lightweight costume.
Yes.
It is not cold in Florida. It is very, very, very warm, even in October. So trust me, you will like me so much better if you choose to heed my advice and not wear a very heavy costume like Mike and his sweatpants costume of Captain EO.
That was such a great costume.
Very dumb idea. It was a great costume. But maybe should not have chosen the sweatpants.
This podcaster almost didn't make it through that night. This show would have been very short-lived. I almost died back in Fantasyland. I remember, man, my life flashed before me. I was so hot.
It's hot.
Anyway, so real quick, let's throw this in, then we'll talk about some of the other stuff particular to the party. Best costumes you've ever seen at a Mickey's Halloween party. I'll give you two sets because, again, I like groups. I got my picture with both of them. One group of people, I was sitting in Pecos Bill's having dinner, you know, right as the party was starting, and this group of friends was sitting over at the next table, and they were dressed up as all Spaceship Earth characters, you know, like people you would see in the attraction, not Spaceship Earth itself, not like the ball, but there was like a Roman soldier, there was Beyonce from the computer scene going, you know, by Steve Jobs, we call her Beyonce. There were like three or four, like it was a Greek philosopher, you know, guy in a toga, but you had to be a Disney fan to get what they were, you know, because when they traveled together, you got it. You know, like if you saw one of them by themselves, you probably wouldn't have figured it out. Another one was there was a group of people traveled around. They were all the portraits from the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion, which was awesome. So like for me, those were my two, and they look so good. Like they went to the detail of they obviously worked hard at these costumes. I love seeing that. So Pam, what's something you've seen over the years that you were like, man, those are great costumes at the party?
That's hard. You're putting me on the spot here to try to think of it. I think my favorites are some of the attraction costumes or the ones that, you know, the ones that we can see really went into detail on that, like the movie characters or something like that. I have seen different times through the attractions. I've seen families dressed up as like the folks from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, it was just kind of a loosely based one, but you have to understand when people are traveling, sometimes it's hard to bring the full on costumes in their luggage. You know, they can't always do that. I've also seen, you know, people who were dressed as maybe not Disney movie characters, but like there were some Universal ones. I've seen some great Minion characters over the years. But personally, I love the ones where a family kind of picks a theme and goes with it. You've seen a lot, you see a lot of 101 Dalmatians. Those are always adorable, especially when the kids are some of the puppies, you know, you see those. Those are cute. Anyone who I think just goes that extra mile in terms of putting extra, you know, making it really good, I think you'll kind of stand out and remember those folks.
I agree. I think I just like seeing that the families have worked together on their costuming because, you know, it was like part of the prep for the trip. You know, it makes the trip seem longer. What about you, Ricky? What have you seen?
So actually, I saw one this year, and it was that the family or the group dressed up as some of the characters from the Great Movie Ride, which I think is awesome. Again, we're kind of going off of the people who are dressing up as attractions. Characters and attractions are some of our favorites. And I thought that was very well done. Very, very, very well done.
Yeah, gotta love the Disney geeks dressing up for the rest of the Disney geeks, you know?
Exactly, yes.
All right, so real quick, just kind of hitting some of this information. So we're moving into, you know, mid to late September now. The ticket prices are going to bump up as we get closer to the Halloween date. And it looks like tickets are going for about $79 for an adult for some dates in September. Other dates, the more popular dates, about $88 for an adult. Kids are usually about $5 less or so. Moving into October, most of the dates, it looks like, are about $99 for adults and $94 for children. And then if you want to go on the big date, which I don't even know if it's sold out, but it will be soon if it isn't, $115 for an adult to celebrate Halloween night at the Magic Kingdom at the Halloween party. Annual pass holder, military prices, and there should be a DVC discount as well, right, Ricky?
I think there is, but I don't have access to DVC information, so I can never find it because I don't have DVC. So.
All right, so it'd be nice to have.
So I cheat and don't know how much it is, so I don't ever put it in.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know there is. They give DVC discounts. So yeah. Let's hit some of the food highlights. You mentioned, you know, specialty foods. I'm snacking on it, but you have a pretty extensive list of places you can go for specific Halloween or fall type items. So run those through for folks heading down so they don't miss out.
Okay, so new for 2017 is, they've actually got quite a few new desserts for 2017. And one of my favorite ideas is they have different Haunted Mansion themed, like the portraits. So they have different desserts themed after each portrait. The bad part is they're at like 4 different locations. So you have to go to each different location to grab each different one. So that's kind of a bummer. You're kind of running around all around, you know, the park looking for those. So instead of maybe trying to get all 4 or 5 of them, you should maybe just choose your favorite 1 or 2 flavors and go with it that way. But there's also, at Annie Gravity's, there's candy corn flavored ice cream.
I hate candy corn. Oh, I just can't stand it.
I don't know how like you make it taste like. Isn't it just like really sweet? I don't know.
It's
anyway,
like wax.
At Gaston's Tavern, they have a pumpkin cheesecake dome, which sounds incredibly delicious. At the Main Street Bakery, that's where you're going to find quite a bit of the specialty items, like the Mickey cupcake. You're always going to have some sort of Mickey cupcake at Main Street Bakery that's themed for the holiday. They also have a Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll with orange icing and a chocolate spider web, so that's kind of cool. At the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, they have pumpkin-flavored ice cream. Yum, can I just say?
Yeah, that's right.
Delicious. Pecos Bill's, they have a worm and dirts dessert, which sounds delightful. Sleepy Hollow, they have a vanilla panna cotta chocolate cake, vanilla buttercream, white chocolate, and dark chocolate crispy pearls, and dark chocolate curls, and a white chocolate Jack Skellington. All of those things are layered in this, like, push pop type thing. Let me just tell you, it's like the most adorable, hardest thing to eat in the entire world. I can only imagine how difficult that thing is to eat. Because like if you push it up, I don't know that, but if you use a spoon, you can't really stick the spoon in there. I don't know. Anyway, they also have a pumpkin Mickey waffle with vanilla ice cream. Oh my gosh.
This is good stuff, man. This is making me want to go to the park. And the sad thing is, like, I want to buy this expensive ticket to go spend more money on specialty
foods.
Food.
Yeah,
good.
I know. Fat kids unite. Thank you. I'm with you on that. So yeah, those are some of the delicious dishes that they have this year. So, oh my goodness. Yes, just go for the food.
I like it though, because it gives you an option to go around and just do things again. You know, of course you're going to, we're in the Halloween season now, as far as Disney's concerned. We've been there for almost a month already, which is hard to believe. But if you go on Instagram, I'm sure you're seeing people on the party nights, because if I had a Mickey, you know, pumpkin waffle with vanilla ice cream, man, before I take a bite of that sucker, I'm putting it on Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah? 100%. I'm taking a picture of that.
I think that's what people yes. do. So I'm also seeing that there's a Happy Hallowishes dessert premium package. Ricky, any information on that for folks that really want to splurge?
Yeah, so there's definitely an option for those of you who want to really go all out on the desserts. So I'm trying to find it. You got me when I was not prepared. there it is. Okay, so with the package, guests can enjoy a private dessert party with views of the Happy Hallowishes fireworks show. You can dine on Halloween-themed cupcakes and desserts, chocolate-dipped strawberries, chocolate mousse, ice cream, cheeses, and fresh seasonal fruits, which is nice for those who maybe don't like the desserts or can't have the, you know, sweets. Beverages include sparkling cider, lemonades, specialty Halloween drinks, hot chocolate, coffee, and tea. The Happy Hallowishes dessert premium package costs $79 for adults and $47 for children. It happens at the Tomorrowland Terrace. So that's usually where the dessert parties happen for normal, nights of fireworks. So it also happens there for Hallowishes.
So, you know, I want to get, because there's so much going on with the party. I mean, it's hard to believe because it's, you know, it's only like a, you know, it starts at 7, goes till midnight, but you can get in at 4 with your ticket. You know, you have all the stuff we've talked about, the trick-or-treating, the fireworks, the parade, the specialty shows. You know, I think the thing is that you really want to maximize your time with these special events, like your trick-or-treating. Now, you don't want to spend the entire night trick-or-treating, but the thing is, I just want to throw out some suggestions that we've learned, because I've gone to the party many times. One thing that we've always done is that we've brought our own bucket, like for the
yes.
trick-or-treating, because they'll give you a bag when you go in. Okay. And it's a decent sized bag. I mean, they don't give you like a little Ziploc bag. They're not trying to, you know, totally get you there. But the thing is, the bag, you're going to be carrying this thing around for 5 hours. And I did hit trick-or-treating pretty hard. Cause I mean, how often do adults get to trick-or-treat? You know, you say you're doing it for your kid, but you're really not, you know, like once you see the candy,
I don't have a kid.
Exactly. But it's fun. And you know what? The cast members get into, you know, handing out the candy. They really like it. And the thing is, you're looking for those big kind of pumpkins. They're kind of like your markers. Oh, that's a spot where you can trick or treat. And I'm looking, and it's listed as the 2017 Town Square Theaters. That's an allergy friendly center. So that's really cool that Disney's doing that for the guests that have certain kind of allergies. Adventureland, you got Pirates, you got Enchanted Tiki Room, Jungle Cruise. Over in Frontierland, you can trick-or-treat at Splash in the deck to Tom Sawyer's Island. I'll say Splash Mountain has kind of like a trail in the past. That's like a big jackpot one. There's some that are better than others, where sometimes I'll have two or three stops like on a trail. So Frontierland used to be one of those by Splash. I don't know if it still is. Liberty Square, you got the Heritage House, another allergy-friendly center. The Liberty Square Riverboat, that's a fun one to trick-or-treat on. In Fantasyland, Pinocchio's Village House. You spelled it house, Ricky. You need to go back. H-A-U-S. Fix that.
Oh, did I spell it wrong?
Yeah, you spelled it H-A-U-S. We think you got a house.
My bad.
You got Mickey's PhilharMagic and Pete's Silly Sideshow. And in Tomorrowland, you can trick-or-treat at Space Mountain, Cosmic Rays, and the Carousel of Progress. So any other tips, Pam, for trick-or-treating? What do you think about bringing your own bucket, but what else?
I will say that I know that a lot of folks get wrapped up in the trick-or-treating, which I think, I mean, it is totally fun. I get it. It's that. But remember, like, you can go to Target and buy a huge bag of candy.
That's so fun!
Well, Well, I'm just saying, remember the amount of money that you spent to be
That's true.
And just think about that. I mean, I think that there's, you know, there's time to do it all, but just, you know, keep that in mind, absolutely, during that time. And, you know, you'll be fine. It's just candy. I would go for one of the treats more than I would for some of the, you know, the stuff that you get in your bag. I mean, the treats that you can pay for sound pretty good to me.
Yes, they do. Oh my gosh, yes.
That's true.
Pumpkin waffle thing has to happen.
I know, right? I so want this stuff right now, the treats. But one other thing, too, is if you have any kind of allergy or you're looking for healthier options, some of the stations will hand out things like bananas or raisins, which is kind of a when you're like, you know, you're hyped up to get your chocolate, it's kind of jarring there. But what you can do is if you have any allergies and you get other things, you can take those to City Hall up in the town square at the front of the Magic Kingdom, and they will exchange there for whatever you need. So that's a great tip. That
I think that's kind of also what they're doing with the allergy centers as well. The ones that you kind of mentioned, they're giving people blue tokens. And I think that you can go to the allergy centers around the park that they have and get your treats there too. So.
All right, good tips. And of course, this has been a hot thing over the past few years. During the party, they have special Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom cards, I think, that are really becoming collector's items. Right, Ricky? I don't play Sorcerers, but is that still a thing this year? There's a new character and you pick
absolutely.
It up on the
Absolutely. And this year it's the Country Bear Jamboree. That is awesome, can I just say. So I don't even know like what their like secret weapon would be, but I'm just saying it's the Country Bear Jamboree as the option. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I agree. And you know what? You're entitled to those cards. So get them and take them home. And if you don't want them, you know, give them away as a gift to somebody that might enjoy that. You know, that's what I say. You know, you don't necessarily have to play the game. You can just go get your cards.
Right.
Little sous-vide. Okay, so let's close it out with some tips. We got tips over on the Mouse for Less, but I'm going to give one of my tips as far as going to the party and really enjoying it. You know, again, don't try to do everything. Try to do the party specific things. I think that's going to be your best use of your time. I like to see the second parade, like Pam mentioned. I like to see it back in Frontierland. It's got more of an eerie feel to it. However, Main Street USA is pretty cool too, because they have projections on the buildings. But I prefer Main Street USA for the Christmas party, and I prefer Frontierland for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. That's just that's my two things for the two parties. Also, if you're going to do attractions, and a lot of people do this, so the lines tend to be longer, I focus on the Halloween themed kind of attractions during the party. So I will make sure that I do Haunted Mansion, because they have some cool stuff back there. You know, I don't want to give too much away, but you do want to see the Haunted Mansion. That's an attraction not to miss during the party if you can make it happen. Also, Pirates of the Caribbean is a fun ride to do during the Halloween party. There's a little plus to that too, that whole area over in Frontierland. So if I'm going to do the attractions, Big Thunder has a cool feel to it during the party. I try to do that. So as we close this out, Pam, a couple suggestions to our listeners, veterans and newbies alike, for the party.
So I'm going to remind everyone that there are some exclusive merchandise items that will only be available at the parties. A lot of times pin collectors are big into that. There's usually special t-shirts, all kinds of things like that. So if you're into Disney merchandise, just remember that there will be items that you can only get during the parties, and they just aren't available at other times. So Mike mentioned the special Sorcerer's card. That's not something that you have to buy, but there are specific items that are available only during the party. And also, PhotoPass folks, there will be some special opportunities likely for you to get some awesome shots that aren't available most of the time. So make sure you ask about those. And remember that because there will be special characters that are available, it's also a great time to make sure that you have Memory Banker PhotoPass available to you, because you'll get your money's worth for sure when doing that. And then just, you know, like Mike said, kind of notice the details. You know, I think that it's really fun to get to see the Magic Kingdom decorated like that. And I love being able to do that. There are so many special things that only occur at the Halloween party. The to me, the parade is one of the places that I think is one of the things that you really do want to see, because that, unlike the Christmas party that's shown as you get, you know, every day when you get closer to Christmas, the only place you can see that is the Halloween party. So again, try to focus on some of those things that you'll only be able to see during the party and have a great time.
Yeah, do not miss that parade. That parade is so incredibly cool, especially the Gravediggers. Love them.
Yes, love the Gravediggers.
And I like that band that plays on the float that says Boo to You. Or the, you know, it's got the title float. I love that band. They rock. All right, Ricky, close us out. Take us home. Start the weekend. Last tips for the party.
So one thing you don't want to miss is you absolutely want to ride Haunted Mansion. It's worth the wait, especially because they have some special characters that sit outside of the Haunted Mansion, kind of talking to you throughout the evening. So and the lighting on that is just spectacular. It's just absolutely gorgeous. The other thing that I think is really great that is new for this year, it is one of the only few new things that they actually have for this year, because there's really not a whole lot they've plussed, but this one I think is awesome. On party nights, guests can head to Mickey's PhilharMagic, and instead of seeing Mickey's PhilharMagic, they're actually able to watch some of those classic, like, Disney animated shorts. So one of the shorts that you can watch is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which I think is fantastic. I also think you can see some of the Silly Symphony ghost, one of the, I don't remember what the name of the ghost one is, but there's those in there too. But I'm all in for The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I think that's a great use of that space right there. So bravo, Disney. Whoever thought of that one was a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably also showing the skeleton dance. That's the one you're talking
about,
maybe.
That's what it was, yeah. Skeleton dance. I was like, I can't think of the name of it. So yeah, skeleton dance.
That's cool though. I mean, Disney should do those things. That's not that hard, you know, but I mean, it really does. It sets the mood. I like that.
It does.
I like it.
It does. Absolutely.
So yeah. Enjoy the party if you're going. If you're not and you're going to be there on a party night, if you've never been, I say you need to give it a shot. It is expensive, you know, and, you know, maybe you have to cut somewhere else. But I think that while it is an expensive ticket for the most part, we hear very few people that regret going to the party. You know, it's like, you know, I paid the money and I went and I had a good time, you know? So sometimes you just got to live a little, spend some money and make some memories, you know? So hopefully you have a great time, get to dress up, have fun with the family, get some great pictures, and of course make those memories. So hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Try to give you a little information so you have a little bit better experience at the 2017 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. But for the weekend, again, we love having your input here. So we're going to have it on the Facebook page. Give us your one good tip for the Halloween party for 2017. What would you suggest that maybe we left out, or something that, you know, maybe your favorite costume you've seen at the party? I love hearing about those things. So don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that next Disney adventure, drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the specials, and fill out that free no obligation quote while you're there, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, when you do your online shopping, please use our affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help support the show, and thanks to everybody who is doing that. I appreciate that so very much. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon for all your online shopping needs this weekend. Please give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got an awesome Facebook group, and we need you to be there this weekend. Drop on by, like the page, get in on the conversation. We're at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, well, it's time to get out of here. Let's get on with that weekend. Thank you so much for dropping in, downloading the show, streaming the show, and spreading the word wherever you go. We appreciate that so very much. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.